This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. businesses importing steel and aluminum from Canada could get hit with a rise in prices. President Trump on social media says the U.S. is imposing another 25% tariff on the imported metals. ABC's Karen Travers with details.
Those tariffs will go into effect on Wednesday. The president says he's retaliating for the tariffs that Ontario has placed on electricity it sends to Minnesota, Michigan, and New York. He also threatened to increase tariffs on cars coming into the U.S. from Canada starting April 2nd.
Ontario's premier, Doug Ford, calling the tit-for-tat trade battle mass chaos. The House will vote on a GOP bill today aimed at averting a government shutdown, that deadline at the end of this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident it will pass, even as Democrats say they'll oppose the bill.
We'll have the votes. We're going to pass the CR. We can do it on our own.
Today marks 5 years since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic that led to lockdowns and a surge in COVID deaths. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. Two-time congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is running again for Wisconsin's 3rd District. Cook, a Democrat, lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last fall by nearly 3 percentage points, but outperformed Democrats Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin on the ballot. She previously ran for the seat in 2022, losing in the primary to Brad Paff. Cook is the first person to announce their candidacy to challenge Van Orden. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berg is also considering a run for Congress. Gas prices across the state rose this past week, although they're still lower than what they were a year ago. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices rose 9.5 cents in the last week for an average of $2.90 today. This is 1 cent lower than a month ago and 31.8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say that caution is playing a role in keeping prices lower. Concerns about the direction of the economy could have a major influence on fuel prices, especially with the high level of uncertainty surrounding tariffs. Our typical spring increase in prices may not happen or could be smaller than expected.
La Crosse gas prices have been 10 to 15 cents higher per gallon than the statewide average this past week, topping out at about $3.06. Currently, prices are at about $3 per gallon on average. The ongoing dispute between the City of La Crosse and the La Crosse Brewery took another turn Monday after the Board of Public Works changed its mind about ending lease agreements for parking space near the brewery. The decision comes after city officials had previously criticized the brewery over foul smells coming from its water treatment plant. The brewery's manager said that they are waiting for parts to fix machinery that would help reduce the odor emissions. Last week, the board recommended ending the leases. After a record-setting day for high temperatures yesterday in La Crosse, today will be mild by comparison. Highs will top out around 50 degrees. We'll gradually warm up through the rest of the week, getting back to the 70s by Friday. Then our next weather maker arrives Friday night into Saturday with showers and possibly thunderstorms this weekend. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs reaching the upper 40s. We've got a north breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine, and that lasts through the rest of the week. Highs tomorrow climb to the upper 50s and soar to the mid-60s on Thursday. Even warmer for Friday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, if the federal government can disappear a legal U.S. permanent resident without reason or warrant, can they then disappear U.S. citizens too? Plus, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in on a Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sun is out in downtown Madison here at the World Headquarters on State Street. Glad to have you along for a Tuesday. Mr. Zommers, how are you?
I have not recently gotten married or changed my name, but I'm doing well, you know, despite still catching up with daylight savings time.
And you and me both. Mm-hmm. It has an effect. It has an effect on our bodies.
It does. And just trying to fall asleep at the right time yesterday, you know, it's an hour. I don't know. Even though I know it's spring ahead, I always get confused.
Do you really? Yeah.
I feel really stupid, but I always get confused.
No, nothing to feel stupid about. Our bodies all adjust to things differently. Well, look, a big show today. Really happy to have our guest with us today at 12:30. The one, the only, Luke Mathers. You know him, you love him. Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Talk a little news, talk a little sports. We'll talk about my alma mater, UB Platteville, being upset by Wisconsin Lutheran College in the NCAA Division III tournament. Also talk a little Wisconsin basketball. They're getting ready for the Big Ten tournament this year and much, much more. Maybe what's grinding Luke's gears as well at 12:30. Just after 1 o'clock, a What's Worse edition, bumper stickers and social media. We'll explain and take your phone calls then. And then very excited, very honored to have Wisconsin's former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes will join us. He has a new project where he is speaking with Wisconsin folks who lost their jobs due to the Elon Musk Trump Doge or doggy cuts. And you know, we talk about this and make a little fun of it, but for a lot of people, this is a real deal, particularly people in Wisconsin. So the former lieutenant governor is going to be here to kind of help tell their stories, or at least a couple of them. And also, and perhaps even more importantly, what that means to all Wisconsinites in terms of the services that are no longer going to be available. So,
and these aren't just, he's not like seeking out random people in high towers and whatever. Right. These are average people. Like this first person he interviewed is somebody that he runs with.
And not everybody knows this. He's a big runner, like a marathon type runner. And here's a hitherto unknown fact. You know, my sister and brother-in-law live in Eau Claire. And I think it was a couple of, maybe when he was running for U.S. Senate.
Different kind of running.
Political running. He also ran in the Eau Claire Marathon and ran right by my sister's house. How about that? And apparently he's a very, very good runner.
Seems to be, yeah.
He's all around great American. And so we'll talk to him coming up at 1:30 this afternoon. So a very full show indeed. Your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zomers, do you ever listen to the Matt Nair on Air program?
I do. I didn't today, but.
Well, of course you did. Because I was on it. You understand? See, he listens except when I'm on it.
It can only take so much time in one day. No, I'm kidding.
That's well said. A lot of people feel that way. No. Jane Matt Nair, the wonderful and talented, and Greg Bach, the wonderful and talented, they have the Matt Nair on Air program, and it comes on every morning before us from 10 until noon, and I hope people listen to it because you always learn something, at least I do, and you also get a few laughs, which is good and healthy as well. And let me tell you, if you're looking for a traveling partner, if you want to travel somewhere, and you say, well, I'm all alone, or my spouse doesn't want to go, dial up Jane Matt Nair. Because as it turns out, she's a wonderful traveling companion. She and I took a week and traveled around Wisconsin together and did our shows. And she's a wonderful person. People don't know this. She's a fantastic singer. We sang musical numbers all across Wisconsin.
So I've heard.
Yes.
Mostly from Book of Mormon.
Yes, exactly. So that was a lot of fun. So anyway, I was on her program this morning with she and Greg. We talked a lot about stuff. And one of the big stories that we talked about this morning, I thought we'd lead off today, this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Democrat Rebecca Cook launches bid to unseat Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin battleground seat. Now, this is fascinating to me, absolutely fascinating, because for those that aren't familiar, Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District is in the western part of Wisconsin. It goes just south of Rice Lake in Barron County, and it runs all along the Mississippi right down to the Wisconsin-Illinois border in the southwest corner of the state. And then it makes little juts out. The furthest it juts over, there's a little tail that goes over. It was gerrymandered years ago into Stevens Point. And then it goes back into the western part of the state. So that's kind of the rough geographical area of the state. I grew up in the 3rd Congressional District in Richland Center, still spend a lot of time back there. My sister, as aforementioned, lives in Eau Claire, one of the largest city in the 3rd Congressional District. So that's a cool area as well. And so I know it pretty well. I ran twice for state assembly in the 3rd Congressional District and lost twice. And I've run assembly races and state senate races and won those for other people. And then ran in 2004, helped run my former boss, Dale Schultz's run for third district congressman in the 3rd district as well. So I have a little experience in this. Rebecca Cook has run twice for this seat. And as pointed out in this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, last time around in November, did pretty well, lost by about 2.7 percentage points. And she actually did better, and this is a kudos to her, she did better in the 3rd Congressional District than either Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket or Tammy Baldwin, United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, who, of course, won re-election across the state, but she actually lost, Tammy did, the 3rd Congressional District. So here in this story, it says Cook gained about 9,000 more raw votes in the district than former vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris, who lost in the 3rd to Trump by 7.4 percentage points. And Cook got about 5,000 more votes than Tammy Baldwin, who lost the region to Eric Hovde by 4, although she won statewide. So I think she's a good candidate in some ways if you just look at the raw numbers. I find it interesting that we're already, we're 3 months into 2025 here. The election isn't until 2026. I understand that you want to get out there. What I think part of this is about, having run congressional campaigns, is she's trying to scare away other Democrats. So to get rid of the competition and a primary, because, of course, last time around, she had a very competitive, contentious primary with State Representative Katrina Shanklin, who was endorsed by 2nd District Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan, who is a great guy, and I think he does a great job. Part of the challenge here is it was a very contentious primary. Shanklin kind of thought she had it in the bag. She didn't. Cook ran a great primary, beat her. Well, then the Democrats were divided and never really healed after that. And then we get into the general with this guy, Derek Van Orden, who has no, in my opinion, business being a United States congressman. And Cook kind of ran this milquetoast campaign, I want to be liked by everybody but not really stand for anything kind of campaign, which was weird to me, to use the Tim Walz word. We tried to get Cook on this, not just this program, but on this network, and she had, you know, remember back in grade school, it was a Stranger Danger, and you had Patch the Pony, and Patch the Pony said, nay, nay, from strangers, stay away. Remember, did you have that growing up?
Stranger Danger, yes. Patch the Pony, no.
That's how old. Let me know if you ever, if you remember Patch the Pony, because they used to teach us, nay, nay, from strangers, stay away. And that's kind of how Rebecca Cook was with civic media. Nay, nay, from civic media, stay, because she didn't want to be labeled as I guess, too left, which I don't think I'm left. But for whatever reason, she said, I don't want to do civic media. And that's fine. That's fine. People have a right to do that. But I think that she made a mistake in being insular. And this is the concern I hear from Democrats at the grassroots level, county Democrats in the 3rd District, that Rebecca Cook doesn't really consult or make, you know, deep relationships with local party officials that much. And it might be nice if she kind of included them rather than running kind of this, you know, campaign from wherever she's running it from. And also, and that's great, you know, she's a waitress, that's fantastic. But I've run, as I said, campaigns in the 3rd Congressional District. You can't keep running 3 times in a row for Congress on a waitress's salary or a server's salary.
Yeah, that's rough.
So I mean, either A, her family has money to help her, and that's great, just say it. Or she's taking, you know, a lot of outside money, which again, fine, just say it. So A, I feel like there are probably other people. You got State Senator Brad Paff in La Crosse. I don't know that he's going to make another run at it, but he's not ruling it out. But I think there are other people out there who are leaders in the 3rd Congressional District who may take a look at this. So I would just say, welcome, Rebecca Cook. Thanks for taking another run at this. There needs to be somebody out there calling Derek Van Orden to task. But I think that there may be other people that emerge. So we'll see. Let's talk about Derek Van Orden for a second. This is a guy who, of course, tried to get a loaded gun. Jane reminded me this morning, tried to get a loaded gun on a plane in Iowa. He verbally assaulted a teenage girl at a library in his adopted hometown of Prairie du Chien. And then he verbally assaulted teenage pages at the U.S. Capitol after having a few too many beers. It's important to remember that he does not deny any of these things. He was also at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, yucking it up with the insurrectionists. More importantly, in my opinion, he supports Donald Trump pardoning January 6th insurrectionists who assaulted law enforcement officers. So whoever the Democrats nominate, I will support that person. But I think it's important for Democrats, in my opinion, being an independent, focus on the issues that matter to people in the 3rd Congressional District. We heard this from people at Altoona that showed up at the Bernie event this weekend. Paying the bills. Keeping the lights on. Do I buy eyeglasses for myself or my kids? Get veterans to come out and support the Democratic candidate. And have veterans call out Derek Van Orden for supporting Trump's pardon of insurrectionists who attacked police officers. Back with more after this. It's the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now, there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
I Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and yes, having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd LaBoss Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 21 past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, March 11th. Good old Luke Mather is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Then what's worse at the top of hour two, followed by a little interview, not a little, a great interview, hopefully, if I do my part right, with former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Going to be here talking about the impact of DOGE cuts on Wisconsinites and how it affects services here in Wisconsin. Right now, talking about Rebecca Cook announcing a third run for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District for the Democratic Party on the western side of Wisconsin. Before we get back to that, as Matt Flynn likes to say, all callers welcome. What does he say? All opinions, what is it? All callers welcome, all opinions taken, or something like that.
Or no topic is off limits.
That's right. No topic is off limits. I love that. So, you know, look, we read the good, the bad, the ugly. Here's Christine from Slinger. from WAUK. We always appreciate that. Todd, she says, quote, "None of this is funny, Todd. You would serve us better if you took this nightmare seriously. Good show, but kind of naive about the horror story going on," unquote. Look, I appreciate the comment, Christine. That's why we say, that's why the moniker of the show is pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Because I just feel, maybe I'm wrong about this, I feel, based on what people tell me as I travel around the state, they say, Todd, I can't tune in every day and just hear that the world's coming to an end because it depresses me and there's nothing I can do about it. So that's why we try to bring some news, but we also try to lighten it up a little bit and give folks a break. I just think it's good mental health. I mean, we spent the better part of last summer and fall trying to warn people, bringing them news, information, facts, using words like authoritarian, dictator, trying to say that our democracy may not survive. And there were people on both the Republican and Democratic side who didn't go along with that and didn't believe it. And that put us where we're at today politically. So I appreciate the fact that you want to take it seriously. And we do. That's why we take the new. We're talking about this, what's happening in the 3rd Congressional District. But if I think we were just doom and gloom all the time, I just don't think that's what people want to hear every day. I don't know. Am I wrong, Zomers? Tell me if I'm
wrong. I don't think so. And I think it makes it harder to get new people to want to listen and find out what's going on if it's only negative things. Because I know
right. Before
I started working here, I heard so much negative news. I was like, that's it. I'm just not reading it or listening to it. And So I feel like hitting the balance is hard.
It is. But I appreciate the comments, Christine, and I appreciate you listening to us. So, I mean, the reality, if we want to be completely serious just for a second, the horror of it, and we're talking about Rebecca Cook running for 3rd District Congress in 2026. We don't know for sure there's going to be elections in 2026. If you want me to be blunt about it, I hope there are. I think right now the anticipation is we probably will have that. But we're not even 2 months into the Donald Trump term 2.0. I am not convinced that if polls show that Republicans will lose both houses of Congress, that Trump won't try to find a way to prevent that from happening. And people say, oh, Todd, Congress will never let that happen. You have the courts that will stop that. Really? Really? We're not even 2 months into it. How's that worked out so far? Tell me the number of Republicans who have stood up to Trump and said, oh, no, we can't do that. We'll sacrifice our political careers to stand up against that.
I have too many fingers for that number.
Right. So anyway, I mean, but I don't want to come on the air and just talk like that every day because I think because I see hope in people all across Wisconsin. I see hope in our communities. I see hope in friends and neighbors helping each other out regardless of political affiliation every day. And so I think we have to bring those stories as well. And yes, we have to have a little fun. I just think it's good for our mental health. But I appreciate the call or the text. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark and Perdisac calling in. Mark, if you can make it quick, what say you, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, maybe some of these Republicans should start getting concerned that we actually do have elections then, because the way they've got America armed these days, that are any of us going to be safe going any place how violent could the outcome be if they said Trump says, well, I'm just going to cancel elections this time around, and I don't put any guarantees that people are going to take that just lying down. Mm-hmm. I mean, because these good Republicans need to start speaking out for democracy itself, for small-d democracy itself. If they don't believe in that right now, they might as well just resign and go back home and live off their dividends and their millions of dollars that they're going to scrape out of the economy after Trump must try to get rid of Social Security and Medicare itself, because apparently that's their dream mission right now. Musk is calling them both what, Ponzi schemes now. I mean, it is just hear a guy who's once his Canadian citizen gets canceled, they should just say, well, since that got canceled, there must be something wrong with him, so his American citizenship should be denied now,
right,
and ship his ass back to South Africa.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to that, by the way. We haven't even got Donald Trump this morning on his Truth Social. Going to put another 25% in tariffs now on our friends up in Canada, making it a 50% tariff on many goods. And says, this is real, that the only way to prevent this is for Canada to become the 51st state. Now, look, I get it. It's not real, but it is the sitting president of the United States tantamount to declaring war on Canada. Because if you say the only way to avoid this is to become the 51st state, that means that you allow us to take you over. And if you don't do it by diplomacy, we're going to send out the Marines to attack Quebec? I mean, that's... Ann in Chippewa Falls says, go Rebecca Cook, we love her. And Democrats did vote against an authoritarian. Republicans are to blame. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. And with all due respect, you're by and large correct, but there is a significant number of progressive Democrats who sat the election out. Partly over Palestine, partly over Gaza. It's the lesser of two evils. I just can't bring myself in good conscience to vote for Kamala Harris. Trump won't be that bad. So you're right. It was people on both sides of the political spectrum that either voted for Trump or voted for someone else or sat it out that got us to where we're at today. Luke Mathers on the other side is Todd Allbolt's show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle,
WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
And commodities are holding firm for now in Chicago, but there are some questions around meat and dairy products during today's tariff status. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Tuesday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Market advisor John Heinberg joins us from Total Farm Marketing. He gives us a status report on what tariffs are in place and who it's going to impact the most.
Meat products, we're going to see how that kind of plays out in terms of the demand with those Chinese tariffs that actually got enacted yesterday. So they went in place yesterday as they announced those last week. So there's still going to be a little bit of shakeup in terms of, we've got to see how that affects the demand side of things in that regard. I still think one of the biggest areas, though, that's seeing some of this impact is that dairy market, though, with those dairy exports. We just continue to see cheese prices erode, and that just continues to put heavy pressure on that milk market, unfortunately, for those producers right now.
As he said, grain markets have found some footing today, but dairy continues to see downward action. John Heinberg along with us, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll take a look at your midday market prices next.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
In our world of agriculture, weather conditions rule our workday. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on Mother Nature. You can help by taking real-time weather observations and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Everyday people such as yourself play a vital role in protecting lives and property. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Before the break, we talked about the ever-evolving tariff situation and the impact that has on the marketplace. What I haven't mentioned yet, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report is out now. So take these market numbers with a grain of salt. The WASD report can shake things up into the afternoon. From Chicago, cash corn is up 4.5 cents at 476.5. December new crop corn up 1¾ cents at 456¾. Cash soybeans are up 2¾ cents at 1016¾. November new crop beans up 1¾ cents at 1019½. The April Class 3 milk contract is trading up 13 cents at 1729 a hundredweight. The May, June, and July contracts are all trading lower. The May Class 3 milk contract down 3 cents at 1753 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs reaching the upper 40s. We've got a north breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine, and that lasts through the rest of the week. Highs tomorrow climb to the upper 50s and soar to the mid-60s on Thursday. Even warmer for Friday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brad Schimmel says he'll be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. On a Tuesday, March 11th, Zomer's on the board. We're joined on a Tuesday once again. If it's Tuesday, it's Luke Mathers. You know him, you love him. The Lukester. How are you, Luke?
I'm doing well, Todd. How are you doing?
Fantastic. The sun's out.
The sun is out. Not as warm as yesterday. No. We're not going to set any records across the state of Wisconsin today, but it's a nice spring day.
I took a two-hour walk last night.
Yeah?
My hips are a little sore.
You say you don't have time for a dog. Come on. You could have had a little furry friend join you for that two-hour
walk. Mental health is what it was.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good.
We explored a new Madison City Park yesterday.
Did you really?
With the dogs. Yeah. Yeah, it's still a little soggy because, you know, still some of the snow melt and stuff. So we had to be careful with the muddy paws. But
are you and your wife? Are you the kind? Yeah, you answer the question. I was saying, are you folks the kind of folks that put little dog booties on them?
No. All right. No. Well, if it's really bad in the winter, yes, we have a pair. We didn't need them. It was such a mild winter this past year, so Aurora does not have a pair, but Remy does have. He hates them, but he
I'm
has
sure
a pair.
He does.
Yeah, it's important when there's a lot of salt and ice and all that stuff. But
lots to get to today. A couple of phone callers. We'll get to them in just a minute. But first, and this is fantastic because number one, I just the wonderful James Kelly, our news bureau chief up there in northwestern Wisconsin in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, was listening to the first part of the show, which it turns out one of the few people in civic media who actually listens to the show. No, but I've got to know James a little bit. He's joined us on some live broadcasts. Nobody does his homework better. Nobody is better at just, you know, talking off the cuff and putting up with me than James Kelly. I appreciate his support. And so here now, we're talking about the third district race in coming up in a year and a half. Rebecca Cook announces she's taking a third shot at this today, and her own James Kelly, and you can view this story on civicmedia.us and simply go to it. Headline, Cook shares campaign focus in Chippewa Falls announcement. So here, James Kelly was on the ground and brings us some of these some of the quotes from Rebecca Cook this morning. And here's what she said, quote, Rebecca Cook, I think we'll certainly be a lot more aggressive. I think we're going to hold his administration's worst instincts accountable, and Derek Van Orten has proven that he's really lockstep with what this administration is attempting to do. And that's going to be hurting our veterans. That's going to be hurting our seniors. That type of cuts that they're proposing, unquote. Well, number one, fantastic. James Kelly was on the ground to bring us that. And number two, this is exactly, Luke, what I was talking about in segment number one, where I had hoped that Cook and whichever other Democrats decide to get into this race talk about. I think these are the right kind of issues.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. I'm kind of trying to today come to terms with the fact that I do not like the fact that we are constantly in the political cycle. Like we have a spring election coming up 3 weeks from today. That is something that pretty much started immediately after last November's race. But we kind of have this perpetual election cycle here in Wisconsin, and I don't know, maybe it was the optimist in me that was hopeful we would wait a little bit on the 2026 conversations, but here we are, March 11th, Tuesday, March 11th, and we're already going to be discussing 2026. It kind of reminds me of when Tom Nelson up and out of Gaming County announced before the 2020 election was even held that he was going to be running against Ron Johnson, running in the Democratic primary for that 2022 U.S. Senate seat. And it's just here in Wisconsin, we've got some perpetual campaign cycles.
And I think part of this doesn't matter which side or what party or what major party you're talking about. This is a political tactic, and it's a smart one by Cook and her team. You try to announce early, thereby discouraging other people from getting in the primary so that you can be a standalone person and not have to spend your money in a primary. I just think it's too early for that in terms of to say that, well, Cook's going to be the person.
Yeah.
I think there are other talented people that live in the third district, whether it's from agriculture, education, or business, that might want to take a shot at this. So I admire Cook for being out there and calling Van Orden to task. But I would just, you're closer to the Democratic Party than I am, but I think maybe behoove people.
I once was, maybe. I don't know about right now.
Keep their powder dry because I have a sense for maybe other people.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of primaries, so I hope that it's not the case that there's kind of just a everybody coalescing around Rebecca. I think it'll be interesting to keep an eye on Cook's campaign for 2026, but I'm a big fan of primaries. Mm-hmm. I think that voters should have a say in who represents them. And I think that that comes in both the form of a partisan primary and as well as a general election. And so it'll be interesting to see the messaging that Cook takes to Derek Van Orden, Congressman Van Orden, over the next, what do we got here? Like, I don't know, 20 months, 19 months. So it's going to be some time. I do think it will play an interesting role, though. We've already seen Derek Van Orden put out a press release earlier today because Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders came to his district over the weekend, was in Altoona, and had a pretty jam-packed
2,000 people.
Yeah, that's a good turnout for very just a Saturday in March. Because again, folks, we do have an election coming up in April, and if you haven't already made a plan to be a voter, please do so. You got 3 weeks, or in early in-person voting starts a week from today, so you can make a plan. Head over to myvote.wi.gov to do that. But like 2,000 people in Altoona, Derek Van Orden's not holding any town halls or anything. He's kind of taken what the national party chair, for the Republicans was giving the advice of stop holding town halls. And so for Bernie Sanders to pack 2,000 people in a room, and then today DVO saying that, hey, I sent a strongly worded message to Elon Musk saying, please make sure that any of these cuts that we're doing to the federal government don't affect our veterans or farmers, I think kind of has a pretty tangible response to somebody like Senator Sanders showing up in his district. And so it'll be interesting to see if Cook can apply that similar pressure to Derek Van Orden and make sure that individuals, at least in the third congressional district here in Wisconsin, kind of have some input and say on what's happening with their elected officials at the federal government.
We'll talk more about that April 1st election, which is coming, of course, much closer than 2026, so 3 weeks or so, lots of importance there. But first, let's go quickly to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Good old Jack from Merrimack. Always a pleasure, Jack. What have you got for us today?
Well, first of all, you guys are right about one thing. There are a lot of people that are just getting exhausted with this perpetual election cycle.
Yeah.
And that's really, it continues to be very dangerous for our democracy. And, my wife is one of those people. Now, she votes every time, but she is definitely getting tired of this. And I think a lot of people are. I think that is, to some extent, partially the tactic of the Republicans, just exhaust people. It's what they're doing at the national level, just throwing anything against the wall, and if whatever sticks, it gets people concentrating on it, and hopefully the whole purpose is that they're going to ignore the giveaway of trillions and trillions of dollars to billionaires already. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if you've got more time, but my comment.
If you make it quick, please go ahead.
Okay, my comment then is this: Van Orden's district is unfortunately one of the still leftover gerrymandered districts. We never did redistrict our House seats, and that's really too bad. If our representation were proportional to the vote, Wisconsin would basically have four Republicans and four Democrats, and the majority of, and this is what's really disturbing to me, the majority in the House would be one vote for the Republicans in that case.
I agree with you, Jack, but remember that the third district was gerrymandered for Ron Kind. That was gerrymandered to be a Democratic district. That's why it swings over and catches Stephen's point.
A decade and a half ago, though. Let's talk about if we had
But it was gerrymandered for to lean Democratic. A deal was made with this is the way I've literally seen this happen with Paul Ryan when he called up John Sharpless, who wanted the second congressional. He was Republican. They make this deal to protect the incumbent.
And that's the terrible aspect of how redistricting, when done by elected officials, we should have some nonpartisan
and 100%
reform to gerrymandering.
We should have the Iowa model or something close to it.
Something similar to it, I think, would be beneficial. And maybe we would see a 50-50 congressional delegation from Wisconsin, or at least closer to, not 75-25, which we currently have, if we had some fair maps.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Wausau, WXCO, the home of Chad Holmes Show every morning from 8 until 10 locally. Dale, thanks for calling in. What do you have for us?
Yeah, Say, I have something to say on the tariffs. I think the ultimate objective of tariffs is to alienate as many of our NATO allies as possible, to leave us by ourselves, weakened and vulnerable to authoritarian impulses in our own government and authoritarian governments in the world, disguised as retribution and protecting ourselves from supposed unfairness from our NATO ally countries. I think we will see tariffs imposed on additional NATO allies. I think also that the tariffs are also being used to weaken our NATO allies. And there's one other thing I want to mention about Greenland.
Quickly, please.
There is something strategically and geographically important to the Trump administration for this push to buy or make Greenland part of the United States. And something is going on there with Greenland.
Appreciate it, Dale. Thank you so very much, Luke. We'll get to that in a second. First of all, I want to go quickly to Los Angeles, California. L.A. Tom, L.A., what have you got for us?
Yeah, the problem with elections, honestly, is one, Wisconsin has way, way too much power when it comes to, along with the other electoral states, have way too much power when it comes to electing a president. And second, money in politics is the evil of all of this. Thank you very much, Citizens United and the conservative Supreme Court. Because of you, we have a perpetual, not only just election system, but we have perpetual commercials that are on the television constantly, where that's where people get exhausted and that's where people become apathetic. And that's the reason they run commercials. They aren't running commercials because they want you to show up for that their candidate. They're running them so it tires people out.
Right.
Like the gentleman that called before, Jack, who called before about his wife even. People are sick of the commercials. People are sick of the lies in the commercials. That's what I think the problem is. I don't think it's so much that the elections are happening. I think it's so much that there's so much campaigning through through commercials and all the money and dark money that goes on in our country is absolutely what is destroying the United States of America.
Thank you, L.A. Tom. Thank you so very much. Luke, lots of problems, and people say, hey, when I'm on the street, when I'm walking the dog, which is odd because I don't have a dog, but when I'm out and about, they say, Todd, what can I do about it? Luke, there's something people can do about it because we got an election coming up on April 1st, and we're going to be highlighting that this week.
Yeah, we're going to encourage everybody to be a voter. Our friends over at Up North News are going to be putting on their first live event. You're going to be participating in it.
They had a one final spot to fill, and they couldn't find anybody else. So Kreitlow says, can you join us? So I said, sure, I'm the last man in the boat, to use a crew term.
Sure, okay. Yeah. But it's going to be here in Madison at the Overture Center.
Oh, Dad, wait, I got the email from Kreitlow that says go to the Orpheum.
Oh, maybe you were the last person then. No. This Overture Center.
Right across the street. We can see it out the window.
So if you're here in Madison, it is a free event. You can head over to Up North News website. It's upnorthnewswi.com/supreme. You can register for the event. It is free to attend. There's going to be a Supreme Court debate watch party to follow the program. But if you're not here in Madison, you can also listen to the programming here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can listen from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And hear all of the excellent panels, including the one that is going to be moderated by you, Todd.
It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Lots of people going to be there, and I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate Civic Media taking time for this. One of the many reasons I enjoy working here is that you allow opportunity for, we call them long-form discussions. This is not snippets. These are opportunities for people to really get ideas out there, have a good conversation. So that's what I'm looking forward to about Wednesday.
Real news, great conversation.
That should be a slogan. Wait, it is.
So, yeah, it's going to be an excellent event. So if you haven't yet registered, head over to the Up North News website. Also, we've got the opportunity to listen to it here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, March 12th.
Come on back for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Talk a little sports, find out what's grinding his gears, and more. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Pack your bags, suntan lotion in hand, ball glove ready. We're going to play some baseball. Wait. I'm not on the itinerary, it turns out. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock, coming up in hour number 2. A little what's worse for you, bumper stickers or screamy social media posts. We'll talk about that in hour number 2. And also very excited, former Lieutenant Governor Nelson Mandela Barnes. I knew I was going to do that. Because here's
I was
the,
hoping you other Mandela. Get through without doing
my
it.
Sister Mandela. Warned me that I would say this. Because here's the thing. I was watching, you know who Jiminy Glick is?
Yes.
The Martin Short character? Yes. And for those that don't know, Martin Short does a character where he puts on a big fat suit and stuff, and he acts like a stereotypical over-the-top host who doesn't know anything and is very condescending. And so I was watching a bunch of this last night. I told my sister, wouldn't it be funny if I opened up the interview today as Jiminy Glick? And I said, so, Mandela, you spent a lot of time in prison. Are you claustrophobic? She goes, don't even pretend because you're going to do that.
I think your sister might have been right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, She's always right. But, and so here I messed it up. So I'll be on my best behavior in a half an hour with former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. He is doing a great project right now, speaking to Wisconsin folks who have lost their job due to the Musk-Trump-Doggy cuts. And what impact that has not only on people in Wisconsin, but the services. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be an excellent conversation. And Mandela and Dan Schaefer over the Recombobulation Area put this together. And it's I think, very important coverage to be telling those stories.
Yeah, it really is. And kudos to you and to them for putting this together and the opportunity to talk to Mandela Barnes at the bottom of the hour. Right now, the reason I opened up this segment with all this travel talk, Lukester. You're going to spring training.
I'm going to head out to spring training. Yeah, I'm going to catch some spring training games this weekend. Looking forward to it. The Cactus League, as it's called, and it should be a good time.
And really, and you've never been there before.
I have not. I fortunately did not have to wait as long as our friend Mr. Kreitlow. Did not have to wait until I was 60 and then sneak away there. But it'll be a good time. I'm going with my brothers and my dad. So little boys trip out to the desert to watch some baseball.
I'm so happy for you. I think it'll be a great time because I've heard it's just a different vibe there. Mm-hmm. You get to physically be, and sometimes the players interact a little bit more with the fans because, you know, these games, quote unquote, don't count in terms of the postseason. It counts for the players.
Right. It matters to the players getting these reps in. You're playing against other big leaguers. Like, it's important, but it's kind of the vibe of whose line is it anywhere. Anyways, right. Where the points are made up and they don't really matter. Right. So the record doesn't go to anything at the end.
One of the big Brewers has a big birthday coming up.
Yeah, Jackson Chirio. Finally today? Of age today.
21.
21 years old.
Who's buying today? Jackson Chirio a beer?
I'm curious to know who in the clubhouse might have got him.
Because
his first
I'm sure
one.
He's never had a drink before.
No, I'm sure. No. With all the, maybe.
But last year when they won the division, they gave him that baby carriage or whatever, like non-alcoholic
sparkling
stuff.
Sparkling slider. Or no, it might have been just, I think it was Coors NA. I forget what it was. Because does Miller do? I don't know if Miller does an NA. I know that Coors absolutely does. And I think it might have been non-alcoholic Coors the banquet beer.
That's what it was. You don't want that. Every time I think of Euchre now, all I can think about is Norm MacDonald doing Bob Euchre.
It's one way to commemorate the icon. Sure. They're up there cracking jokes with each other,
course,
I'm sure.
Of
I'm
course,
sure.
Of course. Well, this is great. The Brewers... Some people are getting very excited. Christian Yelich had his first home run here a couple of days ago.
They took care of business yesterday against Seattle. So they were playing Seattle in spring training yesterday afternoon. And so they had a good showing there. It's going to be interesting to see how the offense can keep up with the pitching. So we've got obviously a lot of new faces this year. It's going to be, again, a relatively younger roster compared to the rest of the league. And so I'm really hoping we can see some production. Garrett Mitchell was looking good. He's getting back into the hopefully 100% health as well. So seeing some of those players trending in the right direction. They're already dealing with some injuries, though. We've got a pitcher. His name is escaping me right at this moment. That's already going to be sidelines.
I can't say it either.
Like JB, I want to say, but I can't think
of his
last
wreaked
name.
Havoc against the Brewers for several years, and now he is a Brewer, so that's fantastic.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll get healthy. We still wait and see. Brandon Woodruff is going to be starting to pitch against some of the minors this week, so it'll be hopefully him getting
not
back
like
into,
young players, but like
the minor league, the minor affiliates, and everything at the Cactus League.
Woodruff taking out a 14-year-old batter.
Yeah, just throwing a 95 mile an hour fastball just right past a 12-year-old. No, that's come on, you know what the minors are. It's baseball.
All right, let's talk quickly because we could talk about the Badgers debacle over the weekend. They're in the Big Ten tournament. They play on Thursday against the winner of the Minnesota Evil Golden Gophers and the Northwestern Has-Beens.
Wildcats.
So they'll play that, and if they win there, they'll probably play Michigan State.
I'm hoping they match up against Northwestern, though, because Minnesota almost gave us trouble.
Minnesota's coming on late in the season a lot like Penn State. Oh, my God. Let's give a quick shout-out to Wisconsin Lutheran College. Our own Jimmy Cusco was calling the game over the weekend. My alma mater, the Platteville Pioneers, Greg Gard's brother, Jeff, is the head coach down there. Been doing a great job. And they were in the second round of 32 on the old Bull Ryan Court in Platteville. And by golly, Wisconsin Lutheran College of Southeast Wisconsin went in and beat the Pioneers in overtime.
Yeah, I heard it was an impressive call. So our buddy Jimmy Cusco doing an excellent work on it. But
good for them.
It's that time of year. It's the matchups. It is called the madness of this month for a reason. And it's pretty exciting. I'm hoping the Badgers can kind of reverse some of the trends that they've been having. And best of luck to Marquette, too. They got the Big East going on. So.
Marquette, also a team on the decline at the end of the season. And a big shout-out to Wisconsin Badger Women's Hockey. Another championship winning the WCHA, the number one seed for Coach Mark Johnson, the Badgers. Wow.
It's going to hopefully continue to win.
All they do is just keep winning, those Lady Badgers. Thank you, Luke, sir. Have a great time in Arizona. Come back.
See you later.
You come back in the second hour. What's Worse is next on the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up Wednesday morning, a preview of our live Supreme Court event, the stakes of the election in terms of education, reproductive rights, and the economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. and Canada locked in a tariff back and forth. Canada says it doesn't want it. President Trump today doubling down.
President Trump appears to be ramping up his trade war against Canada, announcing Tuesday morning he'll increase tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum from 25% to 50%. Those tariffs will go into effect on Wednesday. The president says he's retaliating for the tariffs that Ontario has placed on electricity it sends to Minnesota, Michigan, and New York.
ABC's Karen Travers. Canada's incoming prime minister says he will keep tariffs in place until Americans show respect and commit to free trade. Another government shutdown is possible at the end of this week. Republican leaders in the House presenting a GOP bill today to vote on that would extend funding and avert a shutdown. Democrats say it doesn't protect key programs or federal workers from further DOGE cuts. In Saudi Arabia, U.S. and Ukrainian officials holding talks on a possible ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia. This is ABC News.